What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the fastest growing sport in North America. I have a repeat guest on the podcast, Mr. Paul Valenti, to talk about the sport of pickleball. What's going on, PV?
I'm here, man. I'm ready. I'm excited. Repeat guest. Tell me, I got to be the first repeat guest.
I'm sorry. You're not. You're the third. You're the third, but top five.
Top five. Not bad.
Not bad.
I'm also my mom's third favorite son. So not bad.
You didn't have to say that.
We'll take it. Listen, is this going to, like, are people going to see me? Because I put on my cleanest, dirty shirt. I'm ready to go.
Fix your hair a little bit. Yep. Spike it up a little bit more. Shout out to your mom, Joni. What's up, Joni?
Joni Valenti, Grandma Oni.
All the Valentis. Great family. Let's talk pickleball. This is your sport. So yeah. Hold on. Before we start pickleball, though, this is round two for you. So remind listeners, you were on podcast number one, the first podcast ever for Rock Spotlight. Go back and listen to that. But remind listeners who you are and what you do.
All right. So I'm Paul Valenti. I am one of four boys to John and Joni Valenti. And I'm a teacher. I teach in Webster. I teach high school health. I'm a soccer coach. I coach at the MLS Next with Empire United. I coach pickleball. I'm the founder and CEO of Push Yourself. And it's like my LinkedIn. I try to put as many things on there as possible. I'm a farmer. And I'm a pickle barn owner. Yeah, it is true. I'm a husband to Amanda Valenti, who is also a teacher. And I'm a father of three girls. Hazel's six, JoJo is gonna be four, and Maisie is a little over one.
And at least two or three more coming.
Whatever God wants.
God's plan. Awesome. Right. Well, let's talk about pickleball. So what is the sport of pickleball?
So pickleball is I mean, there's other people who say, like, oh, this sport's the fastest growing sport and that sport's the fastest growing sport. But, you know, statistically, pickleball is the fastest growing sport. And it's there's a huge wave right now of growth in pickleball. But to sum it up, it's a combination of tennis, badminton, and pickleball. Tennis, badminton, and ping pong. So it's a smaller court than a tennis court. It's about the size of a badminton court. You play with smaller paddles and kind of a wiffle ball, and mostly doubles. There is singles, but it's an awesome sport. Started in 1965 in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hmm. And so it's been around a long time, but the growth is enormous right now.
So were the guys in Washington like cramping up and then drinking pickle juice or eating pickles? Is that why it started with pickleball?
There's so many stories about this, but actually my brother Joe Valenti has been to the first pickleball court, which is in Bainbridge Island. I have a link to that on my website where you can see that. But here's a quick short of how pickleball started. So it was a family. They were inside. They loved to watch football, but the grandkids and the kids were all in there bothering everybody. They had a badminton court outside, and the parents were like, get out of here. Go play. So the kids go out to the badminton court. The net wasn't up. It was lowered. They had like a ping pong paddle. They had all this different stuff. The kids started playing it. The story goes that, you know, the parents didn't see the kids for a while. They go out there, they see them playing the sport. parents start playing it, they start putting together the rules, and boom, there's pickleball. The reason why it's called pickleball is they had a dog named Pickles, and he used to take the balls. So that's pickleball.
Why is it the fastest growing sport?
I think it's the fastest growing sport for a number of reasons. The size of the court is much smaller. You can put about 4 pickleball courts on a tennis court. So space is one reason. Also court coverage is one reason. It's the biggest, the two main reasons in my opinion are that the learning curve to play pickleball is really quick. So you can become, you know, not a pro real quick, but you can be proficient at it. So that's the biggest thing. There's a lot of success in it. And then number two is it's such a social sport where, you know, I can play with my mom. I can play with young kids as well. Middle age, everyone can play and pick it up pretty quickly. So they want to play and they get hooked. It's a quick learning curve.
Are you an English teacher? Proficient. That was a big word.
Jeez. I actually teach health. But Doc, I've had you out on the pickleball court. So you tell me, what'd you think?
I love it. So let's talk about that. We did the boot camp, right? Pickle boot camp. 7:30 a.m. Tuesday mornings. That was a blast.
It was 6 a.m. It was 6 a.m.
Oh, my bad. 6 a.m.
Yeah, even 7, because, you know, I got to be at school. All right. So I can't start that late. 6 to 7. Yeah. And we had Andy Stein out there. Lewis, sweet Lou.
Yeah, we had fun.
Mistaken. Rosano, I think, was out there. But no, easy to hit the ball, right? Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy to pick up, like you said. Easy on the joints, too. It's not as hard, not as demanding as like tennis, I feel like, or some other paddle sports. And just, yeah, it's fun. You get a great sweat. Your heart's racing.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of tennis as well. So there's no competing, no bias
right,
in me.
Right.
I love tennis as well. The issue with tennis is it's not fun to play tennis with somebody who can't play because the court's so big, you're chasing the balls. So like I would never go out and play tennis with you, Doc, but I would play pickleball with you. It's a great sport.
Yeah. I look at it like it's not as intimidating as tennis. Sometimes tennis, it's like, I don't even know where to start. But it's like it's a lifelong sport too. It's almost like golf, but it's a social sport where you can play with your partner. You can play with your wife or your husband or your spouse or friends and just get up and play wherever. You can play in the winter indoors. You can play in the summer outdoors. So it's a lot of potential with it.
Yes, 100%.
So how did you get into the sport?
So I got the whole history of the sport in Rochester, if you want to hear that quick.
I got all day. Let's go.
I know you got time. Okay. So basically, like I said, the sport started, I'm going to do my best here. The sport started in 1965 in Bainbridge Island in Washington. There's 3 main people I would say that have built the sport in Rochester. Dave Thomas was the first one. So Dave heard about pickleball in 2007 at the Westside Y. And that's when he looked it up on the internet. There was basically a brochure saying, we're introducing pickleball, and that was 2007. Dave later became an ambassador for pickleball, and he started Pickle Fest, which now the Valentis run. We run Pickle Fest this year. Coming up in August will be the 12th Pickle Fest. Another big ambassador is John Gardner, who, I called today, and I was like, John, I'm going on this podcast. Give me some information about pickleball in Rochester. He said, there's well over 1,000 people on his mailer, which he sends out where people are playing, where you can play, all the different courts. There's 138 outdoor courts, 109 indoor courts, about 10 private courts as well in Rochester, but only one private indoor pickleball court. And that is the Pickle Barn, which you have been at. And then, you know, the third person I would say is the one that introduced it to me is my dad, John Valenti, who used to play tennis every day. About 12 years ago, he was introduced to pickleball and hasn't picked up a tennis racket since. So originally when he started playing, he could beat us, but that changed pretty quickly. No, he's awesome for 70. He's not just awesome for 70. He's an awesome player. But he got us all involved. You know, I'm one of 4 boys. My brother, Johnny, played professional tennis. You know, Joey and Philip, great athletes as well. So, you know, we're real competitive. My mom plays as well. And so that's kind of how I got into it. My dad introduced it to us. We have two pickleball courts at behind the old Valenti Sports. My parents have a pickleball court at their house. I have, you know, the barn, and then my brother Joey has a court as well. And then there's tons of beautiful courts that people just have at their houses. So I've been playing, but really been focusing on it probably the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. Still play a little bit of tennis, but that's kind of my focus now. I'm teaching a ton of pickleball, growing the sport as much as I can. But you know, I got hooked, and I play a lot. I play a lot, and I teach a lot. Yeah,
you're in, man. That reminds me, I owe you for the dues for the pickle barn, for the private course. So we'll square up after this podcast. I just wanted to remind
you. A lot of people owe me, Doc. A lot of people owe me.
So who can play this sport, and where can you play it in Rochester?
Yeah, so you know, there's a ton of courts, indoor courts. Obviously, your local YMCA. Of course. Now there's different types of courts. Like you play on hardwood floor, it's a different feel, it's a different ball than playing outside. Or, you know, the top facility in Rochester is Dinkers, which is in East Rochester. It's got 4 beautiful courts. You know, not a hardwood floor like a gym. So it's proper like a tennis court would be. Midtown has courts. You know, a lot of local rec centers, Webster Rec has courts, Chilai has courts. Yeah, they're everywhere. And it's pretty easy to find Rochester Pickleball on Facebook. People can ask questions and find out where, but you know, Dinkers is probably the premier facility for sure.
Now kids can play it. Older people can play it. Anybody?
Anyone can play. The best player in the world on the female side is Anna Lee Waters. She's 15 years old. And she is beating everybody. So there's an idea like, oh, it's for old people, or it's tennis for old people. Not even close. Not even close. I mean, the sport keeps getting younger and younger, and you know, the talent keeps getting younger and younger as well. So when you play in tournaments, you play in age brackets. You can play mixed doubles. You play singles. You can play by ratings. You know, a 2.5, 3.5, 4. 5+, etc. So they, you know, everyone gets to play against equal age and skill level.
Gotcha. So any tips for beginners?
Tips for beginners, like any, you know, like any sport, there is a real quick learning curve. So, you know, it's obviously just go out, get a small group, or find some people that you want to play with, and just start playing. You're going to pick it up quickly. Then you'll plateau a little bit. You keep going up and down. That's like anything, but just get out there and play, give it a try. I think the worst thing about pickleball is the name. You know, when you tell people you're playing pickleball, they giggle about it, you know, but once people get out there, they love it. They love it.
So should beginners go to Valenti Barnes? Should they go to Dinkers? Like, where should they start?
Yeah, I think like Dinkers runs some great lessons or clinics for beginners. My brother, Joe, Philip, and Jose DeRisi. Jose is top 5 in the country at men's senior pro doubles. The 4 of us run clinics. Our last 5 clinics have been, you know, sold out. In the, you know, we've done 5 clinics in about 2 months now, all sold out. Your wife went to one. She had a blast. Go ahead, give us a testimonial. What'd she say?
She won the t-shirt, man. She loved it. She won the tee.
Yeah, because I sent some videos out of, you know, beginner rules. I think she was the only one that watched them, so I hooked her up. But she was great. She had fun. We have a boot camp at Dinkers coming up February 5th and 6th. But, you know, it's a 4-day Saturday, 4-day Sunday. Excuse me, 4-hour Saturday, 4-hour Sunday. But all sold out. These things are all selling out. But, yeah, we're teaching and growing the sport. The Valenti's and DeRisi.
So let's summarize the sport again. So it's typically 2v2. It's played with a paddle, a smaller paddle, which is a racket, but it's a paddle.
Yep.
And then it's a wiffle ball. And what do you play to? And tell us about the kitchen and just tell us about some of these rules.
Oh man. So the court is 44 feet long by 20 feet wide. There is a kitchen or a no volley zone, which is 7 feet from the net. You cannot volley out of the air. Well, in the kitchen, it's mostly doubles. You play to 11. You can only score when you serve. I think the hardest part about pickleball is keeping score, you know, so sometimes I guess that would be my advice for beginners. Like, don't get frustrated with the score. It will eventually come to you. There's little rules, nuances about, you know, bounces and when you can hit it out of the air, but, yeah, doubles mostly play to 11.
Win by two or straight up?
It depends on, you know, if I'm winning or not, and if they win by one, by two. No, it depends on the tournament. Rec play might be win by one. Tournaments usually win by two. Yeah.
Gotcha. What's your favorite part of the sport?
So my favorite part of the sport is the workout that I get. I love being competitive, you know, and there's a group of players that play at a high level. So I love to compete. I love to exercise. I love the social piece of it. And I love that you can play with all types of ages, and backgrounds, meet new people. So I think so much of life is like getting to know people, right? Sharing experiences. And that's what I get out of pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love teaching it as well. Like I love growing the sport and seeing people improve, seeing people, you know, have goals, accomplish those goals, and keep wanting to get better and better and better and challenging themselves.
How does Paul Valenti win the day?
Oh man. So like my routine.
Yeah. What's a perfect day for Paul Valenti? I can't wait for this answer.
Oh man. I mean, that's a tough one. I'll tell you what I did today. All right. So up at around 3:30 in the morning.
Why?
Can I just finish? So I'm up at 3:30. I'll go, you know, right away, kind of just like do a brain dump of just writing, you know, usually in my journal, just whatever is going on in my mind. That's probably why I wake up so early. I got a lot of things on my mind. And then I put my Speedo on and I like just lay in the snow for 30 minutes, just Wim Hof style breathing.
No way. Have you been doing that? Seriously? You probably have.
Face down and just like, you know, wait till the dog, wait for Charlie to come get me and say, let's go inside. And then I eat the snow that I melted with my breath. I drink. All right, Doc.
Oh man.
What do I really do?
What do you do? Every day is the same for you. I feel like you're a routinized guy. You're like belonged in the military.
No. Well, routines are so important.
They are.
Idle time does the devil's work.
Preach. Facts.
So, all right. So winning the day, I think that it starts with the night before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I coach soccer. Obviously, you work with us on Thursday nights. You do a great job with the kids. But I'll come home from practice, and I'll take a quick look at the kitchen counter. Are there any dishes, anything I got to do? My wife's a beast, but I do like to help out. So if there's any dishes, I'll do some dishes. I'll go upstairs, and I try to go to bed before 10 o'clock. And when I get into bed, you know, I'll think about what I want to do the next day in terms of like waking up the next morning. What do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? Because I think that like deciding when you wake up what you want to do, it doesn't work for me. Like I have to kind of have an idea of what I want to do. So, you know, whether it's like going to the Y or we're playing pickleball in the morning, you know, before school, I have a group at like 5:30 that we play with, or whether it's walking the dog, whatever it is, you know, if it's going to the Y, what workouts am I going to do?
Laying in the snow with their Speedo. What color Speedo are you going to put on?
What color Speedo I'm going to put on.
That's important.
And then I'll say a quick, you know, a quick prayer of gratitude before I go to bed, and then I sleep. And then, you know, we wake up a little bit before 5 o'clock in the morning, and my wife's usually already up. That's kind of her quiet time because we have three little girls. So actually she's up before me.
So you're not always waking up at 3:30, just sometimes. No, you no, do. Okay.
No, that was a joke. I'm not doing any of that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting in the snow. I'm not getting in the snow. But before five, yeah, I get up and then I can't lay in bed because I'll stay there. Like nobody wants to get out of bed, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what's that 5-second rule? I think, you know, if you do, mm-hmm. if you decide in 5 seconds, you're going to get up. If you lay there longer than 5 seconds, you're probably going to stay in there.
So don't hit snooze. Don't do it.
My alarm clock's pretty far away and we have the one that the sun comes up. So to hit snooze, you got to get up to get it. And then, 5 seconds, get up, go down, stairs, see my wife. And then, you know, usually I'm doing some sort of activity. I got to move, whether it's a Y, playing pickleball, walking the dog, and home by 7, because Hazel's usually up at 7.
Yep.
Then, I get ready for school. I go back upstairs. I'll make the bed. And then I'll head for school. On my way to school, I always check in with friends, like not text and drive, but, you know, before school or when I get there, just check in, say hi. You know, you're on a couple of those group chats. Just mm-hmm. what's up, guys? You know, just check in with people. I think that's really important. Just to let people know that you're thinking about them. Mm-hmm. Then I'll sit in my car and I'll write my journal. I just have like a gratitude journal and then I go to work. So that's my morning, but I have to move in the morning or the kids are like, what's wrong with you?
What if the kids get in the way of that plan? What if they're up at 5:36? Do you peace out and Amanda's got it? Like, what if your morning is ruined though? What if your morning is not how you want it to go? How do you recover from that? You just gotta, you move during the day later on then?
Yeah. I'm also moving during the day. Like I'm playing pickleball after this. Or I'm given lessons, but, for the most part, like if I'm home and the girls get up, like they know I'm in the barn. So Hazel will work her way out there. Or she, you know, who knows, she probably goes in the pantry and finds some Snickers.
Right. You audible, you make it work.
But I am a bit selfish in the fact, like, you know, it's important for me to do those mm-hmm. things so I can be the best father and teacher and husband. But I have to move. So one thing about like winning the day is like, or joy in general is, you know, what makes you happy? What brings you joy is one mm-hmm. piece of it. The next mm-hmm. piece is like doing it, mm-hmm. you know, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not always easy. Like, I don't want to get up that early, but I know it for me to be my best, I have to do this and be home by 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's doing it is the second piece and probably bigger piece of it. But you know that.
I love it, man. I'm all about the morning too. We're lions. We're all lions.
We're lions.
I love, you know, being downstairs reading, drinking my coffee, working out when everyone's sleeping upstairs. I just like that. Just like the man of the house. Yeah. I'm protecting the family.
That's right.
And getting the day started.
My wife's already up though.
Yeah. Well, I married a bear, not a lion. Yeah. I think she's a bear. But tell us about Push Yourself. Anything exciting planned this year, 2022?
So Push Yourself started in 2008. I can't believe that. What we do a lot of events. I mean, it's basically three main events now that we do, and we raise money for different charities. So the three events are the Push Yourself Futsal event, which we just did in January. We had a 1-day futsal tournament, over 60 teams. Then we do a bocce tournament in August, which Dr. Matt is a big supporter of, which we appreciate. And you've played in.
Yeah. Great haven't event, won right? yet. Haven't won. Did I win? No, Kirsten won. Kirsten won the 1 year.
Yes. Yes. That's right. She won with Amanda and Danielle, I think.
Yeah.
Pickle Fest is another thing that Push Yourself does. So those are our three main events. And those are the things that we're just going to keep cycle through, you know, each year. That's what we're doing.
Life's about living. Let's go.
Living and experiences.
So how can listeners connect with you online, sign up for one of your pickleball clinics or camps and get more info on Push Yourself?
Yeah, I think pushyourself.com.
Easy.
That's it. All there.
Do you get the trademark on that?
I do.
I just started using that slogan in my clinic. Are you going to come after me?
You owe me a quarter every time you say it. Pushyourself.com under the events tab is everything there, from the clinics to, you know, the futsal, to bocce, pickle barn, a whole history of pickle barn in terms of that is where we live on the Valenti farm is pickle barn. My wife and I bought the place in 2016, but full pictures of all the rehab, what we've done with the barn and the court. So it's pretty cool history of that property there, but it's all there. Pushyourself.com.
I love it, man. Yeah. You guys have done some awesome work in your property, and just to see that transformation on the barn, I got to go check that out. I mean, I forget the early days, what it looked like. It looks amazing now.
Yeah, it looks good. We got heat in there now. My dad's happy about that. Yeah, we got heat. we do the traditional full court shot on New Year's Eve. You've been part of that as well.
I developed tennis elbow from shooting the ball 1,000 times trying to make that full court shot. My arm is still sore.
Listen, you fixed me, so I'm sure you need someone to find someone like you to fix you.
I know. I've been massaging it the whole podcast. All right, man. Good stuff. So if you got a friend coming to Rochester, I think you've already answered this, but this was like 3 years ago.
Tell me, what would I do? It changes.
I know. So where are you going to take that friend who's never been here? Where are you going in Rochester? This is 3 years later. So a lot has changed in your life.
I mean, yeah. If they're a friend, so I'm bringing them to the farm. We're going into Pickle Barn. We're going to play hoops. We're going to play pickleball. We'll do whatever at the farm. And then, you know, if they get hurt, I'm going to send them to Dr. Matt. All right. And just be there, maybe cook out on the deck and just be together, hang out with family and the kids. But some sort of competition, I'm sure. Some sort of competition, I'm sure.
Find the pickle. Hide the pickle around the house somewhere.
Right. That's right. Those are the good old days.
Valenti Estates, man. Just bring them to the farm. You got everything there.
Anything you need, it's there. Chickens. What else?
Hey. He wasn't lying. He's a legit farmer, guys.
I am.
Reach out to this guy, though. If you got any questions about pickleball, I mean, he's your guy. He's bringing the sport to Rochester. The whole Valenti family is. I know you and Joey, Phil, too, all you guys. You guys are just crushing it, man. So
Phillips
thanks.
In Florida right now playing. Phillips in Florida right now. My parents are in Florida. I mean, they're playing every day. It's great exercise. We feel healthy. It's great for the brain. You know, all good stuff, Doc. You're doing all good stuff.
Well, hey, man, I just want to thank you for being on again. You're an inspiration to me, a mentor for me. You make me laugh. Your hair looks really good today.
Incredible. Can you put this? I got a request. Can you put this on YouTube?
Right. I will do that. I will do that. You just want to be the first one. You just want to be the first one on YouTube. That's why you want me to put it on.
And number two, Doc, number two, you know, on your Instagram page, it's when you release a podcast, it's a headshot of you. Can I get a headshot of me?
Yeah.
How about this right here? We'll screenshot it. I should hold up a pickleball paddle. There's got to be one of them.
Let's do that. I like that. Change is good. This is a good change too. Yeah.
Good. You're the best.
All right, man. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Paul shared today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.